Make my way over to Meadville tonight. Going to have across the dial on Z101.7, 6:30 Monday, Schuyler County at Meadville. That's going to be of some amount of interest here to head coach Ty Stillwell, at least on the girls' side, obviously, because Meadville is an opponent this week for the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers. Tri-County will be in Galt tomorrow night to take on the Panthers. Before we get the interview started here, Coach, I know you usually have a couple of games in Newtown. Are both the games in Galt this week?
Yeah, both games are at Galt this week.
Okay, very good. As we roll through last week, Tri-County in the game that was scheduled for Thursday, they ended up with some illness, not enough available players, so that ends up a forfeit for Grundy. Grundy beat Gilman City. I know it's not a victory, Coach, but I was getting kind of the updates on social media, this one from over at my location at King City Saturday night. You had a heck of a game against Mercer. I know it's not a victory, but how much of a just giant step forward for your Lady Panthers was that overtime game against Mercer in the conference title on Saturday night?
It was a very big step for our girls. I think, you know, it allowed us to play in that big time moment, and, you know, and I thought we did a great job of not playing any fear when we played Mercer this time. So, you know, I thought it was a great step forward for this young group of girls.
If you look forward to a districts, you know, and both you and Coach Owens would say, you know, even though you're a two and they're a one seed, you got to win some games to get there. But if you do see them again, you now have the confidence of knowing you can play them, and that's a big deal for your team, isn't it?
That is a big thing. Definitely when you're talking about high school sports, confidence is such a big factor in any game. And just the fact that our girls know that we can play with them now has given us a lot of confidence. It will give us more confidence for that game if we are able to get matched up in it.
How much, if you'd given you a percentage on it, Coach, how much did you feel like the girls after the game were encouraged that they were close, and how much were they disappointed that they didn't win it? Was it kind of a 50-50 feel?
It was pretty close to 50-50. I think the initial wave was a lot of disappointment, you know. We had an 8-point lead at one point in time in the fourth quarter, and I think they know they had too many turnovers down the stretch to let Mercer get back into it, and I think that kind of really put them down. But at the same time, I think later on in the evening they realized what they actually accomplished that night and how close they were to beating Mercer and playing at such a high level they did for 3.5 quarters.
Well, and quite honestly, I'm going to guess that you get into a game like that where there's something on the line that's a rival, and the girls are, you know, they realize the longer they're in that game, we got a chance in this game. That turns into very quickly a big-time atmosphere that I'm sure the girls hadn't been in a game of that sort before that night.
Yeah, we hadn't really been in that moment. You know, we got down to the little stretch, and, you know, credit to Mercer that they've been in those big time games so many times that they knew what to do in the last 4 minutes, and our girls had not really been in that moment, in that big time moment, definitely against a team who's been there so often. So, you know, credit to them, they closed out the game really well.
We're talking about Maddie Fisher's injury, and we certainly are both sending a good thoughts out to her that the injury isn't as serious as, you know, for a knee injury might be, and that she's ready to go for Mercer for this week and for districts next week. But without Maddie Fisher on the floor for Mercer, Coach, how did that change how you kind of approached them in that game?
It changed a lot. You know, Maddie's the type of girl that, you know, she demands such a presence when we're on defense. We got to know where she's at all times. You know, I think she's so good about being able to score from the inside and outside, so that adjusted our game plan a little bit that, you know, we weren't going to help in on the inside nearly as much, and, you know, we had to just key on a few other girls and make the other three, four other girls from Mercer beat us. And, you know, I thought, you know, it was a early adjustment to the game, but, you know, I thought our girls did well of it, making that adjustment and kind of scrapping the original game plan and going to a new one.
Did you get behind early in the overtime, or is that a 6-point deficit? Is that just from foul and late? Was it pretty much close throughout the overtime?
It was close throughout the overtime, but, you know, they made a couple early buckets, and I felt like that put our backs up against the wall a little bit more and put us into new territory once again. And, you know, I don't think we responded overly great once they came out and hit a couple shots to start the overtime period. But, you know, once again, you know, Mercer's been there before. They know how to close out games, and they know how to start overtimes, and they did a good job.
They certainly did do that. Gilman City, that was a challenge back on Tuesday of last week. That was a good ball game, 41-35. What were the things that tipped that game in your favor, Coach?
The biggest thing is we just fought. You know, it was one of the craziest games I've ever been a part of. We didn't score at all in the first quarter, and at one point in time it was 14-0, 16-2, and, you know, our girls, we went halftime, and the halftime speech was pretty simple. It was just, you know, at this point in time we have to fight, or we just kind of give up. And we came out in the third quarter and had a 17-3 third quarter, and, you know, we just played with so much energy and fight. So I thought that was really great right there by the girls.
We've talked about, you know, how good your ninth and your 10th graders have been at scoring the ball, but as consistent of a score as I kind of get the scoring summaries for you, Coach, after your games, Molly Malazzo has been really good at getting into that 8 to 12 point category and just kind of being that steady score for you on the floor.
She has been. She's been so good in these last week during the conference tournament. You know, she's just a junior, but, you know, she's been a big-time leader for us this year in the big-time games. Early in the season when we played in the championship game in Nominger, we turned to her. You know, she was one of the reasons that a lot of scoring that got us to that game, and then we turned to her a lot that game as well. And in the first half, she was one of the main reasons offensively that we won. We stayed in the game with Mercer, and it gave us that life that, hey, we can beat them, we can score against them, because I think she had 9 or 11 points in the first half against Mercer.
Against Tri-County, I think you look at it and say, hey, we don't want to stub our foot against Tri-County. You want to keep momentum going. You can just, you know, mention to your girls 2 months ago, you lost to Tri-County. So the girls still have that fresh in their mind as you get ready for them tomorrow night, right?
It's very fresh in our mind. You know, that's one thing. You know, we wish we could get that game back, but obviously we can't. So, you know, this tomorrow is just a chance to make up for that game, and I think it's right at the forefront of our girls' mind.
I'm going to see Meadville tonight. We know they're unbeaten. Yeah, if they're not ranked number one in Class 1, they certainly are that sort of caliber of team. In getting them in your last game of the regular season, Coach, is the biggest thing, don't be intimidated by them, and you know, don't let the challenge of playing Meadville kind of dictate what's going to happen next week. Are those kind of things you're looking at with that Meadville game?
The biggest thing we're looking at is just the mental aspect. Obviously, everyone around here knows who Meadville is and how good they are, and you know, we can't go into the game already defeated. We know that they're going to be good, so this is going to be a great mental challenge for us to see how well we can play mentally, and you know, also we're going to look at how well we can take care of the ball. We know we turned over the ball too many times down the stretch against Mercer, so you know, this will be a great game to test us about taking care of the ball early on and trying to stay in the game that way.
The combination of playing Mercer tough on Saturday, going there next week, and having a number two seed, how much does that have the girls excited that they feel like if we can get this thing rolling, we got a shot next week?
There's a shot. You know, I think the girls definitely realize that now. When we talked at the start of the year, we talked about kind of some of the little goals that we wanted to achieve, and I think we've gotten to the point this year that we've achieved a lot of our goals, and we've played in a lot of games, in a lot of big-time games, and, you know, now that we know how to get there, now we just got to figure out how to win that one. So, you know, we know we have a shot. We know we just have to execute a little bit better down the stretch.
15-9 the record for the girls over at Grundy R5. They will host Tri-County tomorrow night in their final conference game of the season. We will take a look at the Grundy R5 boys coming up right after this.